Tom. Where's Tom? There you are. Next page, please. 36. I have one quick question for you, Tom, about that hyphenation there.
Lord.
The Lord. Okay. Great. In page 36, bar 6, you see in the sopranos there, it says Lord, L-O-R-D. It should be Lord. The Lord when, right? The same thing, I assume, in bar 13 for the tenors, near and again.
Yeah.
Near, Lord is near. Right? Great. I wonder, Tom, if you could tell us a bit about your source for these texts.
Okay. I was a priest I know suggested that I start praying the Liturgy of the Hours, so that's where the texts come from. They're little antiphons that I picked up in the Liturgy of the Hours, and one of the things these were three that really sort of struck me. You know, when your heart is torn with grief, the Lord is near. You know, arise, Lord, do not abandon us. And the last text, which I forgot when I was talking to Forts before, is when will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of my God? So they're three very short ideas. And, you know, previous to this, I think most of the music I had written was very choral, very this way, you know, very vertical. And I was also studying motets like, you know, Josquin and a lot of the Renaissance greats. And, you know, I started to think more linearly. And I think that that's what this piece is really about. It's both linearly and has to do with the Liturgy of the Hours.
Okay, great. Okay. Wonderful.
Yep. Altos are
right here.
Okay, sorry. Okay, just want to make sure I get you.